It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, January 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. In our fair city this week, it's out with the old mayor, in with the new guy, as Mayor Michael Bloomberg is replaced by Mayor Bill de Blasio. And one of the things the new mayor will be looking at is the Taxi of Tomorrow, a fleet of green Nissan vehicles that launched this fall, fitted with some custom technology absent in the usual yellow cab. Former Mayor Bloomberg pushed hard for the new cars, but their future is uncertain. Nonetheless, I hopped into one recently to ride from our offices in Manhattan to my home borough of Brooklyn. These sliding doors are nice, and so is the step is nice, too. I took the ride with Ted Mann. He covers transportation for the Wall Street Journal's Greater New York section. He detailed some of the new cab's features.
Mainly for passengers, it's about space and safety. Okay. You'll notice you have a ton of foot room, but also you're pretty far back from the bulletproof glass shield here. That's a barrier that's been crash tested.
The barrier is built into the car.
Exactly. It's part of the design of the vehicle from the beginning, as opposed to something that's being added aftermarket.
What else?
For drivers, there are a lot of benefits just in terms of posture, and that also goes down to the barrier. They can move the seat over the course of a 12-hour shift, which is a huge benefit for them. Also, you have a lot of customer benefits that were never in older vehicles, like the ability to plug in a cell phone, the ability to control climate from the back seat.
Also, the sliding doors are big.
That's a New York innovation that is as much for the people on bikes as the people who are going to be driving cabs or riding in them. A sliding door means you don't door somebody if you fling the door open and a guy's riding by on his bike. So that's a major safety benefit for cyclists.
And what's the status? I mean, I note that this is one of the few taxis that I've seen since that official start date for the new cabs. What's happening?
Well, Nissan thought they were going to have an exclusive deal where almost every one of the 13,000 or so cabs in New York City would be one of these cars, which meant they would sell them the initial cars and the parts and the replacements, and it would ideally for them be a good deal. They lost a court battle. The city did. The court ruled that the city had overreached in its authority to force everyone to buy the same model of vehicle. So now it's really up to the market. If drivers and passengers decide that they want all these amenities, there's a chance that this could actually become a very common vehicle. But if the market doesn't like it, it'll be just another cab.
Ted, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Before walking home, I talked briefly with our driver, Dimitrios Rizos. How long have you been driving?
About 25 years.
In New York?
In New York.
How does this measure against all the other cars you've driven?
I love it. A lot of people are asking about it, and it's like everybody that gets in, it gets a thrill. They love the car, and I'm loving it, too.
And your favorite thing is the seats, right?
The seats, yeah.
Because if you've been driving for 25 years, I imagine you've experienced a sore back before.
Oh, yes, but not anymore. Now the pains go away. It's nice.
Questions remain, by the way, about how Mayor Bill de Blasio might direct the city when it comes to the new taxis. All this week, we've been talking to people about their predictions for tech in 2014. Today, let's hear from Dave McClure, founding partner of the venture capital firm 500 Startups. Dave traveled all over the world last year. We asked him what kind of software everyone will be using this year. He says, expect more growth in messaging apps around the globe.
Services like WhatsApp, WeChat in China, and Kakao in Korea, with probably, close to 1 billion people or more using those types of products.
Okay, so what about a region that's seeing a lot of startup activity?
There's a lot of entrepreneurship happening out of Jordan and a lot of capital availability and a lot of consumer market opportunities in places like Saudi Arabia and Egypt.
McClure says in places like Saudi Arabia, where television is restricted and movie theaters are scarce, there's another interesting trend emerging. Huge growth in the use of online and mobile video apps. Today is the second day of the new year, and if you haven't started with major life changes, you are already a day behind schedule. You might be hoping to get some help from apps, so let's get some advice from Whitson Gordon, editor-in-chief of Lifehacker. Hi, Whitson.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How might we help ourselves to stick with our resolutions with software?
If you're just trying to form a good habit, there's a really great app on iPhone called Wonderful Day, where you know, if you're trying to build a habit that's you want to write every day or you want to make sure you exercise every day, you have a calendar and you give yourself just a check mark every day where you complete that task. And the longer you can go, the more motivated you're going to be to keep that habit. So that app, Wonderful Day, is really nice and kind of adapts itself to a lot of different resolutions.
What about hardware? Are there pieces of hardware that could help us stick to our guns when it comes to our resolutions in the new year?
Honestly, one of the best pieces of hardware you have is your smartphone. I mean, you know, a lot of the stuff that the Fitbit can do, you can also do with your smartphone with, just a really good app that uses your phone's accelerometer and stuff like that to track how much you're running and, and, you know, other things like that. And the other thing I'd mention is that sometimes low tech is actually the best way to go. You know, having a good little planner or just a notebook to write things down is sometimes the best hardware you can get.
Why so?
Some people just find it easier, and it helps you tailor everything to your specific needs without having an app try and tailor your resolutions to their needs.
I would guess that you are optimistic about the power of technology when it comes to helping us change ourselves.
Absolutely.
But I mean, I don't know. Every year I come around to this moment and I look at some of the things that I started doing last year and failed to continue doing. Are you really, in the long term, optimistic about this?
Yes, but I'll say this. You will never become more productive just by getting the right app. You can only become more productive if you actually use it and you motivate yourself to use it and keep using it.
You are the sharpest tool in the tool shed.
Exactly.
Whitson Gordon is the editor-in-chief at lifehacker.com. Whitson, may you be successful in all of your endeavors in 2014.
You too. Thank you so much.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.